This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Will Coley joining me. I'm Ian Freeman. Will, you're the marathon man here today.
Yeah.
Daryl Perry's got competition for like the radio addict. He's got like three different shows that he does, but the total number of hours per week, not as many now as the Call to Freedom, which you guys launched yesterday here on LRN.FM.
Yeah.
And you continued today. And when I say launched, I should say launched as a weekday program.
Yeah.
It had been on for a couple of years as a Sunday night show.
And moving on up.
Yep. And then you moved up, literally, to New Hampshire about 3 or 4 months ago. What was it? Beginning of September?
Yeah, mid-September.
So four-ish, 16th, four or five.
Something like that.
Months ago. It's been a trial by cold instead of trial by fire up here. You guys have had the most dumpinest on kind of early winter season because we're not even through this thing yet.
A once-in-a-century weather event,
yeah.
And we happen to move here for it.
Yeah, it's been a lot of snow. It's piled up outside. It's gotten very, very cold here in New Hampshire. So it really doesn't get much worse than this. So welcome to New Hampshire. You kicked off your weekday version of Call to Freedom yesterday, and we also sort of like, you know, when it rains it pours. There was all this change that happened at once. You were launching your show, and YouTube the night before pulled the feed from the LRN.FM streaming camera, and so immediately I went to go look for other options. And we'd actually had a thread on our Free Talk Live forum where listeners were saying, hey, we'd like to see you guys on Twitch. So we did that, and last night, the results from Twitch were that we, on our first night on Twitch, we had more viewers on Twitch, and I'm not talking about a bunch, like 11 was our peak at one point, but we had more viewers on Twitch than when I looked over at our YouTube channel, because, so there was the YouTube channel for LRN.FM, which is the Liberty Radio Network. That's the one that got cut off. We also have the YouTube channel for Free Talk Live, which has been around for years.
Yeah.
That channel's been around for years.
Yeah.
We had more viewers on Twitch last night than we had on the Free Talk Live YouTube channel. First night on Twitch.
That's
so
bad.
So, yeah. So, welcome aboard.
And we had a pretty pretty healthy amount of viewers from Twitch as well.
That's what I'm saying. Generally, it's doing much better on Twitch. And maybe that's because there's younger people there. Maybe because they're just more active, more interested in, you know, finding new things.
Well,
I don't know.
It's more of a video game atmosphere, too. So I think that might have kind of a, you know, like it's a techno crowd.
That's true.
More.
That's true. And we do talk about like cryptocurrencies.
Yeah. When you're talking about emerging technologies, cryptocurrencies, hardware, software, you're going to get more of those kind of folks that are going to be coming in and wanting to watch and, you know, calling into the show. And
they got their own chat room over on Twitch as well. So, again, welcome to all of our new listeners and viewers here tonight. And I'm pleased that you are going for 6 hours of radio here. It's going to be you're going to be exhausted when you get home tonight. I mean, it's not like a
real work day.
No, it's not like laying brick or anything that's actually exhausting. But, no. You know, it is somewhat mentally taxing, you know, going through 3 hours of radio, let alone six.
You have to be funny for 6 hours in a row. I mean, you know.
Well,
pithy and witty and on point and smart all at the same time. I mean, for me, it's like teaching class, though. Like, I used to give 6 or 8 hours worth of lectures at a university.
Is that right? No big deal, then. Let's go to AC. He's on the line to start things out here tonight on via Skype. AC, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Okay, I got a couple small things before I get to my topic.
All right.
First off, I was listening to some of the new promos you put out from last year, and I gotta say, Good stuff. Comedy gold right there.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Yeah, I did 16 new 60-second-long promos for Free Talk Live. That was basically how I spent my Christmas, just editing audio all day. That's what I did.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really good stuff.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Another thing is...
By the way, listeners can see or listen to those, rather, over at promos.freetalklive.com. There's dozens of them there.
Yeah. Well, I do love spending time listening to the promos. They're awesome. But anyway, another small thing is at the end of your show for the first day of the new year, you had this person call in, this, I'm guessing, liberal person call in and complain to you about how you guys are against social programs. And when you argued about the violence aspect of it, she was like, well, if you don't like it, then get out of the country, you effer. Mm. I'm like, yeah, you need to make a promo out of that one, too, because that would be great.
Man, if I don't mark it at the time that it happens... If you want to find the time code and then shoot me an email about it, I'll make a note and check it out.
I've got it in my archives.
Do it. I appreciate it.
Don't worry about it.
All right. The next thing.
Well, anyway, to get into my main topic, which I think is a good story to talk about, because you guys have been talking about the Jeff Sessions and the marijuana thing, and I got this story. I heard this story first from Secular Talk, who's this liberal guy I like to listen to, and it was a pretty interesting story. Apparently, an advisor who's a conservative on the marijuana policy to Attorney Jeff Sessions wants to see doctors make drug testing a routine part of primary care medicine and force some users into treatment against their will.
Wow, that's insane.
Yeah. So this guy is named Dr. Robert DuPont.
Okay.
And he was a small group of drug experts invited to a closed door meeting with Sessions last month to discuss federal operations for dealing with rapid liberation of state marijuana laws. And basically this guy, from what I understand, is he's the one who invented the term gateway drug, I guess.
Oh, wow. This guy's a real scumbag.
Yeah, he's a real scumbag. Yeah. So,
Before you go on, I just think that, just trying to think about this here, they're saying they want, these are the Republicans who supposedly don't want the government to control health care, you know, if you believe the rhetoric, are saying they don't want the government to control health care, but oh yeah, we do want to make sure that every primary care physician is giving mandatory government mandated drug tests to all of their customers, and then we're going to force them into treatment if they test positive. But yet we don't want the government running health care. I mean, you cannot have it both ways.
It's just one of those hypocritical things with conservatives who say, we are conservatives, we are for small government. Oh, yeah, we need to lock down the border. Oh, yeah, we gotta make some serious restrictions for marijuana use.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's such hypocrisy. It's just hilarious.
Well, the good news is Vermont is expecting to pass legislatively marijuana legalization as soon as I've heard, maybe as soon as tomorrow. Certainly probably going to happen this week. The governor there.
New Hampshire passed it today.
The state representatives. State representatives passed it with a good margin. But unfortunately, as you talked about on Call to Freedom, the governor in New Hampshire has pledged to veto, which shouldn't be a surprise, because when he ran for office, he said he would be against legalization.
Yeah, well, he's going to toe the line for the thin blue line crowd. I mean, that's what Republicans do.
He's going to, but he did sign DCRM last year.
But there's but what does DCRM do? DCRM,
a minor penalty
DCRM
reduction.
We don't throw you in jail anymore, but we still get to take your money.
Oh, yeah, it's not good, but it's still an improvement over what we had.
Well, yeah, but it's... The state, the reason why he's not going to support full legalization is because the police and the sheriff's unions
want
to keep that income.
No doubt.
So,
no doubt.
DCRM is fine with them because they still get to write you a fine. They don't throw you in jail, and they don't have to spend the money to prosecute you anymore. It's literally straight profits for them now.
Well, the
first three times they catch you.
There's something you need to know that's a little different about New Hampshire, though. One of the reasons why, if you look at police logs in New Hampshire, like a town or a city, you look at their logs and you see when they pull people over for speeding or whatever, a lot of the time, they issue warnings. And you have to ask yourself, well, why? You know, because, you know, in some towns, outside of New Hampshire,
they'll
pull you over and they'll issue a ticket because that's a town budget thing. Like, they're feeding their police department on those tickets. Like, the classic example is Waldo, Florida, which was a speed trap until I think they finally actually abolished the police department there within the last few years.
We used to work at the flea markets there when I was a kid, and it was no exaggeration.
It was a speed trap town. That's all it was. The whole town was funded based off that. In New Hampshire, the funds from speeding tickets cannot go to the department. They go to the state general fund. So the local police don't have as much of an incentive to actually write tickets. Now, it's different for the state police because, again, they work for the state. There's more coming up here in moments. AC, if you got more, you can stand by. It's Free Talk Live. Mm-hmm.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here to bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-453, like freedom. Coming up here tonight, there is a new soda tax that is hitting one of the cities in the United States. We'll tell you about that, and it's expensive.
It's going to get even more pricey to drink your favorite sugary beverage in Seattle. We'll tell you more about it coming up here, and it's Ian and Will in the studio with you tonight. Also, let's talk about nutritional supplements for a moment. Over 60% of Americans take one, and for good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil, coupled with dependence on processed foods, has left most people deficient in those essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you'll likely be told a cheap vitamin mineral supplement doesn't cut it. You'll also need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. And by the time it's all said and done, you're buying 5 bottles of product and spending $150 per month. If that's the situation that you've experienced, then you need to know about Whole Food Multicomplete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has been quietly providing what the big guys won't. It's the perfect blend of supplements in a single product, and they've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. Just visit SimplifyMySupplements.com to learn more and use coupon code FTL to get 10% off your order. Every time you order, your satisfaction's guaranteed or your money back. That's coupon code FTL to get 10% off at SimplifyMySupplements.com. As we continue here, AC is on the line with us on Skype. We were talking with you about cannabis decriminalization there just a few moments ago, but I wasn't sure if you got through all your thoughts, so please go ahead.
Yeah, I just had a little bit more. The article I'm reading from, by the way, is from the Daily Beast, so if you want to look it up and read further into it, you can. Part of the article here, they mentioned this guy that I mentioned earlier, Dr. Robert DuPont, the guy who's advocating that doctors should start drug testing people now.
Oh, right, right. A government mandate of governments testing their patients or their doctors.
Yeah. This guy, he's become one of the most influential drug warriors of the past century. It says here he began his career as a lefty on drug control in the 1970s, calling then for the decriminalization of marijuana possession. But then he launched the first U.S. and launched the first U.S. methadone treatment program for heroin, interesting enough, back in 1971. But then in the 1980s, he became a righty and started popularizing the claim that marijuana was a, quote, gateway drug, which is a
has been disproved, by the way, many times, including by the government's own Institute of Medicine study, I believe, from the year 1999, which they, they didn't want to find that out, but they did end up finding out that, according to science, it's not a gateway drug.
Yeah.
Nicotine and alcohol, those are gateway drugs. The first thing I ever did was smoke a cigarette. Mm-hmm. Well, no. Chew tobacco.
There you go.
Yeah, and another thing is that in 2010, this guy proposed a national model bill that called for law enforcement to test anyone stopped for suspicions of driving under the influence for all controlled substances and arresting them if there were any trace at all showed up in their systems, regardless of the amount. And, so this guy seems to be – he's a really
hardcore
drug
warrior. And now he's, like, working for the Trump administration, this guy?
Yeah, he's an assistant.
Surprise,
He's a marijuana advisor to Jeff Sessions. Yeah.
Well, they ought to hire somebody like the Prince of Pot, like Mark Emery from Canada. He ought to be the marijuana advisor to Trump. They're going in the wrong direction. But, you know, I think it's just too little too late. Despite all of the rumblings from Jeff Sessions, California just legalized cannabis. Maine, Massachusetts, Nevada, all of those states in 2016, by voter initiative, legalized cannabis. And it sounds like this week Vermont's going to do the same thing, to be the first state to do it by the legislative process, which is even harder to accomplish than getting, ballot initiatives done.
Yeah, but everybody knows that's where it starts. First they smoke the marijuana, then they start listening into the jazz music.
Yeah,
and
let's do it.
They'll be dancing with the colored folk.
Thanks for the call tonight, AC. I appreciate you bringing that story forward. Disturbing stuff. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And as we have seen with prohibition, it's the prohibition that makes marijuana a gateway drug. Meaning that, for me, I didn't smoke a cigarette first. I actually did. I think I had alcohol first, and then shortly thereafter cannabis. But ultimately, they found out in their study that it's a gateway because it's associated with drug dealers who push other things.
Yeah.
So because marijuana is being sold in some cases alongside with the same or by the same person who might be selling heroin or something like that, you know, it increases the likelihood that the marijuana buyer might try something else.
Now, here's the funny thing, though. When I was younger, like when I was working in the club scene,
in Florida,
I had quit using hard drugs. I didn't drink and I only smoked cannabis, and that was the only thing that I would do.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was this huge bust where the St. Pete police were so proud of this bust that they literally put up, billboards talking about, if you think it's dry this month, wait till November.
We talked about this on Free Talk Live, yeah, probably in like 2002 or 2003.
Yep. I lived in St. Pete when that happened.
Yeah.
And that's when I started using crystal meth. I was a meth addict for a year.
Wait, because you couldn't get weed?
Yeah. I couldn't get weed for 2.5 weeks, and I was like, I just want to smoke. I want to relax after work.
Did somebody offer it to you? Were they like, mm-hmm, oh, Will, here, try some of this,
yeah,
or were you going out looking for it?
No, I had a friend that was like, you know what, I can't find any smoke, but, you know, I do have a buddy that has
some shards.
And was there, and he had it, and he was like, you just hit the pipe,
damn,
it's no big
dude
deal. And I did, and, you know, I didn't like it. I really didn't.
Really?
It was something I didn't enjoy.
But you kept doing it.
I ended up moving in with that guy, and ended up selling it, and then got hooked on it. And, you know, I lost a whole year of my life to,
damn,
yeah, I literally had to move
no money,
away.
No, nothing, right?
Well, no, I had tons of money.
Really?
I was selling it. I was working in clubs.
Ah, okay.
You know,
so you weren't smoking all your profits.
No,
then.
No.
Okay.
But,
okay.
I mean,
it's unusual. A lot of people do.
But that was a horrible change in my life, and it did a lot
because
of damage to myself.
Marijuana bust.
Because I couldn't get access to cannabis. And then once, the funny thing is like, even when I was using crystal meth, I was the kind of guy that if it was gone, I didn't care. I was, mm-hmm, never really, like, hooked on it. But I still did it all the time.
Because it was there.
Because it was there. And it was easier to get my hands on the cannabis.
Wow. And of course, we've seen with, you know, the prohibition and young people, for instance, the big fear is that they're going to get hooked on these drugs. But people want to alter their state of consciousness. They're going to seek that out. Do you want them to smoke marijuana? Or do you want them to huff gasoline?
For real?
Do you want them to smoke, you know, crystal meth? Do you want them to smoke crack? I mean, if they're going to alter their state of consciousness, wouldn't it be best if they were using marijuana? I mean, wouldn't that be, like, one of the safest possible routes for them to go? I would say, yeah, it would.
Well, so would medical history. But, you know, who cares about facts and stuff like that when you have sheriff's unions and police unions and prison guards unions and the, you know, lobby industries that you need to please that are going to come out against you if you don't support them.
Right. And then the other side of it is the legal marijuanas, the synthetic marijuanas.
It will kill you, man. It will make you a lunatic.
Some of that stuff is really bad.
It will literally do to you the stuff that is in those movies.
Yeah.
That was mythology about real marijuana.
Yeah, I've seen it. There was a dude that came in to the jail I was in when I was there for civil disobedience. I'll have to tell you about it in a moment because it was crazy. More on the way here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. We're talking drugs, but you can bring up anything that you want on the radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up what you want. Our number here, 855-453. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Bitcoin.com, that's where you want to go if you want to get the basics about what Bitcoin is, but also the latest news headlines. So if you're new to Bitcoin, it's a great place to go. If you're not new to Bitcoin, if you've been around for a while, you want to get the latest news, news.bitcoin.com will take care of you. That's, again, bitcoin.com. They got all kinds of cool features there to introduce you to the world of cryptocurrency. And, of course, Bitcoin was the first and most important of them all. That's bitcoin.com. Get started there. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. The soda tax on the way here tonight. We'll talk about that. Plus, J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon is back at it. He's on the attack against Bitcoin again. We'll tell you what he had to say, or cryptocurrency in general. We'll tell you what he had to say about that here in moments. Not that what he has to say matters, but it's entertaining. This guy has been hating on the cryptocurrencies. Apparently, he's eating a little bit of crow, I guess, at this point. So we'll share that with you coming up here. But your calls and thoughts come first. We go to Ricky. He's in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, that brother, and I greatly appreciate that.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, I was sitting here. I hear you talking about drugs.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and I will say now, I'm going to talk about drugs. Now, I was going to make a very big announcement tonight, but considering the company you're keeping, I'm going to wait for another night. I do want to make
what
you
mean?
Claiming.
What is that supposed to mean?
Because he has no honor and he's also pathetic. Now, here's why.
Well, that's not very nice. Why are you calling? Why are you, insulting my co-host here?
Well, it's something that he said that I heard. Now, I'm going to tell you something.
Something he said that you heard.
I've made it very clear in the past, Ian, that, about my view on narcotics.
What is your view?
Well, I believe all narcotics should be legalized. That includes heroin, methamphetamine.
Okay. We finally agree on something. All right.
Well, and here's the thing. I'm going to tell you, I'm very disturbed, but not surprised considering. I mean, I pay a lot of attention to people. You know, I heard a comment that I'm going to tell you something right now I was very disturbed with. Now, am I going to say I used methamphetamine in the past? Sure, I have. I've used my share of drugs. I'm 44 years old. You know, and here's my answer. I am for legalization over taxation here in the Commonwealth of cannabis. But let's talk about methamphetamine since it came up a little bit ago.
Sure. Yeah, let's talk about it.
Well, here's my answer. First of all, my stance on both cannabis and methamphetamine I made clear. And the fact is, first of all, that has to be the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard. Let's see here.
What?
I'm going to get methamphetamine. No, that I heard a minute ago.
What is ludicrous?
Well, let's see here. Well, you know, I couldn't get cannabis, so the guy just give it to me and I smoke it.
Well, you don't believe the story?
Oh, here's my problem with it. I'm going to tell you why. No, I don't believe it. And I'll tell you another thing, too. You know, first of all,
I don't really care. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It sounded completely plausible to me. He's referring to your story, Will.
I was a DJ in a gay club, you know, so I'm
plenty of drugs around.
Yeah, there's plenty of every kind of drug around. Coke,
plenty of guys who are willing to do it with you.
For real. You know, my roommate was a drag queen, so...
Yeah. You would have been, what, like 20 at the time or something?
22, yeah. 21.
Young male DJ at a gay club. I mean, you got no shortage of you know, gay guys who want to spend time with you, I'm sure.
That was one of those things. Is like they would bring the straight girlfriends from work and, you know, bring them in and they would talk to me. And then they would realize, like, oh, you play on the same team that I do. And it was just—it was a really crazy and eventful life for about 6 years. Yeah,
sounds like it. Well, I'm glad you were able. Like you said, you weren't hooked on the meth.
No,
so you were able to.
Well, I had a roommate that was, and it was bad. You know, like he was the kind of guy, and he was the one who introduced me to it. That would, I won't say his name just to protect his identity,
sure.
But like he was what we would call a crack coon. He would literally, in the middle of the night, if it was all gone, you would hear him like knocking over trash cans and digging under the couches and stuff and like setting pieces of potato chip on fire, you know.
Just, he was trying to scrounge?
To find some meth.
And like some meth that he might have fallen on the floor.
Yeah, me and his lover, the drag queen, we would literally just roll up a doobie and spark a doobie and sit back and watch a movie. And, like, the fact that the other drugs were gone didn't really matter to us because that wasn't really our thing, you know.
It crack was just coon. Something. I never heard that one
It was
before,
just something. That, oh, we had like a whole list of things that we had. There was like the crack rabbit and the crack coon and crack-a-lacka. And like we had different levels of drug addict.
Wow.
And like names for different actions and the way people act when they were on drugs. Yeah, we had like a whole dictionary of drug terms we created. Cause
that's
we were,
fun.
It was what you do when you sit up for 5 days and you have nothing else to do.
If you want to join us here, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and you're probably going to be more coherent than Ricky. So, I mean, pretty much you know, everybody else raises the bar from Ricky, so feel free to call on in, join us, bring up what you want, especially if you want to comment on what's happening in Seattle. KOMONews.com reporting that there is a new soda tax in town, and it's causing sticker shock for some shoppers. Many stores now have signs posted showing you exactly how much you have to pay. They're letting you know, the convenience stores, the grocery stores, all of a sudden there's been a huge jump in the price of soda and other sugary drinks, and they want you to know, hey, we didn't do this.
Not us.
This wasn't our wholesalers. This isn't us. This is a gang known as the City of Seattle.
They are forcing
us, if we do not take this money, they're going to send men with guns into our business, and they're going to take all of our soda. They're going to take our money. They're going to shut us down. So, I mean, the signs don't say all that. But they do say here, effective January 1st, 2018, City of Seattle sweetened beverage tax of 1.75 cents per ounce will be included in the price of all sweetened beverages. 1.75 cents. Now, how many ounces are in a 1 liter bottle of, say, Coca-Cola?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
40?
I think it's 30. More like 96 or something like that. No, let's see here. 0.26 gallons. So it's not giving me... Google has failed me. Oh, I didn't put 2 ounces there. So, yeah, let's see. 1 liter, 2 ounces. We got 33. Okay, so 33 ounces. So you're looking at on a 1 liter bottle of soda, which is usually these days, what, the cheap brand, like 99 cents? I don't buy soda, so.
What's that? A 1 liter?
Yeah.
1 liter's very
2 liter. I'm thinking 2 liter.
2 liter. Well, that's
the big bottle. That's
the
big old
funny
bottle.
Thing. A 2 liter is usually like 99 cents to $1.29.
Right.
Whereas a 1 liter is usually $1.89 to $1.99.
Yeah.
And a 20 ounce is $1.50.
So, at 1.75 cents per ounce tax, if you've got a 99-cent 2-liter bottle, that is now going to be a $2.15 2-liter bottle.
That means that the...
It's more than 100%.
Yeah, but that means that my 20-ounce is now going to cost me $4, because my 20-ounce already cost me $1.99, $1.59, $1.69, $1.99, something like that.
Yeah.
So you're adding how much to that?
That's 1.75 cents, so add another 35 cents to your 20-ounce.
Wow.
Yeah. We're talking huge, huge taxes here. So people are freaking out. You know, they didn't know this was coming. Nobody pays attention to politics. So here it is. Dennis Peterson, who's a Costco shopper, says, I thought about buying the Coke, but it's $10 more. A regular can of soda is now an extra 21 cents in Seattle. A 20-ounce bottle costs an extra 35 cents. If you're buying a whole case, that'll cost you an extra $7.
That's what happens when you legalize marijuana, man. The state's got to make up that income somewhere.
Wait, what are you talking about?
It's in Washington.
What income? They're making more because they have legalized marijuana.
Well,
this has nothing to do with the legalization of marijuana. This has everything to do with the goody two shoes coming in.
Any time that you take one revenue source away from the state, whether it's marijuana,
what has been taken away? They've got a revenue source because of marijuana.
Not evidently not.
No.
They're having
this
to raise taxes
to
again. I'm telling you, they've lost revenue sources. They've lost revenue sources, and they're trying to make the cities.
Yeah.
The city's not getting the taxes. The state is getting the taxes
from marijuana sales.
From marijuana sales.
If there's a sales tax, then they might get a piece of that.
Oh, I don't think the cities are making the same amount, because the cities are all of a sudden raising all these.
You're
taxes
saying the same
everywhere.
Amount versus the police enforcement mm-hmm. on fines?
Or they wouldn't be freaking out about the loss.
Look, dude, they're doing soda taxes in places where they haven't legalized marijuana. So, for instance, in New Mexico.
New Mexico and New York.
There's soda taxes there. We're coming up here in moments. This is just about bureaucrats trying to tell you how to live your life. And goody two-shoes that want to cram their viewpoint down your throat. We don't like sugary drinks.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lick-O-Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
When you have your own restaurant, you have to get your hands dirty. Literally. Like, right now, I'm unclogging my grease trap. I also print my own menus every day, so I rely on Staples for great deals on ink. I mean, I can't afford to run out, like my last 3 busboys.
Right now at Staples, buy 1 HP ink and get the second 30% off, so you can afford to stock up, because you can't afford to run out.
Oh, good. My sous chef just quit.
Visit Staples today and keep your ink stuck and your business moving. Ends 1/13/18. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. At Skype username lrn.fm. And you can join us on the radio. You can also hang out in the new Twitch chat room, which I'm actually in there right now. I never go into the LRN chat room these days. I just, for whatever reason, just don't do it.
Well, it got taken over by Cantwell trolls for a while.
That's
there,
right.
And it just became this thing that was like, it was no longer fun.
No fun, yeah. So the new Twitch chat room is pretty fun because we got new listeners in there, and it's interesting, watching their experience seeing the show for the first time.
Yeah.
And somebody in there, Frozen Frog Nuts, said the last caller sounded kind of like that Looney Tunes chicken, referring to
Ricky.
Say. Yeah, we actually have the soundboard here, the Foghorn Leghorn soundboard, but I didn't bring it up in time before I got rid of him. So.
Yeah.
At another point, you will likely hear that.
I love the fact that he's the reincarnation of a person from Virginia, but sounds like he's from northern Georgia.
Oh, well, he's actually from
Pennsylvania. He's from Pennsylvania, claiming to be the reincarnation of someone from Virginia while he talks with a northern Georgia accent.
And he's claiming to be Jefferson Davis, the former president of the Confederate States.
You can tell he knows nothing about southern accents at all. He just has like a stereotypical something he heard on Looney Tunes that he's stuck with. Like, it's nothing like my people.
So, hey, don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, and we've got all kinds of features there, including our web forum, which I am loving. I love the fact that people are actually participating there, and it's getting conversations off of platforms like Facebook. So if you want to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners in a not-so-instantaneous format, obviously there's the chat room, which is much more instant. The forums are there for you at forum.freetalklive.com. That's forum.freetalklive.com. Whether it's crystal methamphetamine, gateway drugs, or a different kind of drugs, sugar. Some people would say that there's, sugar addicts out there. In fact, I would say there definitely are. I mean, I remember working in retail doing checkouts at the big Kmart back in Florida when I was a teenager and seeing people come through that checkout line with a grocery cart full of soda.
I'm telling you, there was nothing else in the grocery cart except for just flats and flats and flats of soda pop. And they did not look like the wealthiest of people
That is one thing. It's like the soda seems to be like those of us who can afford not to drink it don't. Like me, I don't really drink soda. I drink like maybe one a day.
Yeah, but you're a big coffee drinker.
I'm a huge coffee drinker. Yeah. But I'm a snob about my coffee, too.
I'm more of a water guy. You know, I pretty much have water wherever
my mom's
I go.
Like that. My
it doesn't
mom,
get cheaper than water.
Yeah, my mom does that. She constantly has this huge 44-ounce styrofoam cup full of water with her 24 hours a day.
It's the best, especially if you've got cotton mouth.
Right.
If I'm ever somewhere without my water, man, it's bad. It can be bad.
My mouth is like the Sahara. Yeah.
Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450, free like freedom. Costco in downtown Seattle, they're talking, Seattle's Como News, talking with shoppers about their sticker shock over the new price of sweetened beverages. Not just soda. They call it a soda tax, but, you know, if you get your favorite Frappuccino drink, that's going to have this tax. Basically, any kind of beverage where, unless you add the sugar yourself, so if you get like the lemonade mix or like a Kool-Aid mix that has no sugar added, and then you add sugar while you make it, you can avoid the tax. But pretty much any other sugary kind of beverage on the marketplace is going to be hit with a 1.75 cents per ounce tax. Doesn't sound like a lot, does it? Well, when you add
it
up,
does add up, yeah.
You add up the ounces in a let's say a 2-liter bottle of soda, and you're looking at over $1.15 in $1.15 in taxes on top of the $1.15, $2 that they might be charging. Because I remember I looked recently, and like your regular price for the sodas, like a Coca-Cola brand, at some places is $1.79, $2 for a 2-liter bottle. So, you know, even at a dollar for a 2-liter, you're talking about a more than 100% tax. That's what we're talking about here. And so at the Costco in downtown Seattle, one man said the new soda tax was enough to change his mind. The signs posted in the store showed him how much more he'd pay in tax. Quote, at Costco, I'll have to admit, it's right out front, so I like that. He says the signs also tell shoppers where to go to avoid the tax. So Costco says, shoppers, if you'd like to avoid the tax, we have stores in Tukwila and Shoreline. You can just go there. But it's interesting that, you know, the shopper is claiming that it was enough to change his mind. He decided to not buy the sugary drinks. And the do-gooders out there, Will, they would say this is the point of the program.
Yeah.
They would say this is proof that this tax, this sin tax, as they would call it, this is working. It's stopping people from getting soda.
Yeah, but is this not, as you put it, it's a sin tax. It's the same thing that they hated the moral majority right-wing busybody do-gooders for in the 80s. And it's literally the same people that were condemning them in the 80s that are now the do-gooder, Molly do-right. Government do make you do whatever it is that makes me feel good. It's those it's that same mentality, just it's like it switched sides.
Mm-hmm.
Now instead of the old house, the old lady with the bonnet on and the black dress and the big collar and you.
Now it's somebody with a beret.
Yeah, now it's some some girl in a beret and some dude who looks like me and dresses like me but couldn't change a tire.
Well, authoritarianism knows no bounds, does it?
No, not really.
Quote from another shopper, Mary Hood says, I don't have any problem with them disclosing the tax. I don't think it's insidious or anything like that. Well, no, of course it's not insidious. That's, transparency. Good for these companies for letting their customers know where this all of a sudden humongous price jump came from. Jamil Chavez says, I think it's a good business move. While some shoppers say they've decided to quit drinking soda, others have said they're willing to drive a little further to pay less. Peterson, one of the shoppers, says, quote, we'll just go ahead and make the trip outside the city when we want to buy some. And that was the same person who said that that he had changed his mind. So he changed his mind about buying at that location. He didn't change his mind about drinking soda. He's just going to drive a little bit further so he can avoid. So he's going to spend a little more on gasoline so he can avoid spending more on the soda.
Oh, you mean like how they outlawed Coors Light in Oregon? So
really?
Because it had too much alcohol in it. So what would happen is people would drive hours and hours sometimes to a neighboring state.
Coors Light had
so
too much alcohol in it?
So
when
that
the hell
they could
was this?
Buy Coors Light. In Oregon, it was outlawed. Google it.
You're I believe you. I'm just saying,
yeah,
when was
Oregon,
it?
Back in the 70s and the
okay.
80s.
Wow.
And I had a foster mom. She used to tell me the stories about like all the trouble they would get in. The first time she was ever in a drunk driving wow. accident was on her way back from driving 3.5 hours to buy Coors Light because she couldn't buy it at the gas station down the street from her house. And they all got falling down drunk on the 3-hour ride back. And
great idea.
Hit something and was injured really bad, right. Never able to have children again. You know, like the whole thing that they were trying to prevent by...
Made it worse.
Exactly.
Unintended
consequences. Created yeah. the situation that caused what they were supposed
That's
to
horrifying.
Be preventing to start with.
And it's so common that these unintended consequences happen. These people, the do-gooders, you know, in this case, they believe... Well, we'll just raise the tax on these sugary beverages, and then people will stop drinking them. And
it worked that way with heroin, didn't it?
Right?
We'll just throw people in prison for the rest of their life.
What they really end up doing, because they supposedly, you know, they have the best interests of people in mind,
always.
Especially those poor people, right? Because it's the poor people who are the ones that are hooked the most on sodas. And they're the ones who are getting abused by these soda companies. They're being taken advantage of. We're just doing it for their own good. Well, guess what? You're actually just impoverishing those poor people. You're making those poor people even poorer because most of them aren't going to quit their habits. They're just going to either spend the extra money or they're going to drive out of town and they're going to buy it there. But either way, they're spending extra money. Because they're either spending it on the gasoline tax or they're spending it on the soda tax. And either way, they're going to have less money at the end of the month and at the end of the year to pay their bills with and less money to buy their kids Christmas presents or whatever with at the end of the year. That's what your soda tax is doing. It's hurting the poor people the most because a rich person going in and buying a 24-pack, they don't really care that much.
Not at all.
It doesn't make a difference to them if they get dinged an extra $20 a month because they, like, you know, they got a soda habit.
Yeah.
But for the person who's barely making ends meet, who's got 3 kids at home and 2 jobs and, you know, whatever, they can barely get their bills paid. $20 may mean their electricity gets shut off. Well, now, I understand that, you know, the response to that is, well, and they shouldn't be buying sodery, you know, sugary beverages then. Why don't they manage their money better?
Well, it's the same argument for bombing brown people overseas, though. You know, like they don't do things the way that we do them here, and they don't love our freedom. So we'll just bomb them until they do, because then they'll learn. All it takes is one more bomb. We just,
one
more bomb, one tax from Utopia.
The toll-free number here is 855-450. Free. If you want to weigh in on the idea of a sugary beverage tax, you can. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733, or Skype in. Skype usernames LRN.FM. We're coming up.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.